Some time ago, I got a very intriguing email from a young man named, I think he's a young man, named Earl Hardy about a film that he is in the process of making. Earl, welcome to the show. Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Where are you, in Los Angeles?
No, actually, I'm in Michigan, home for the holidays for a couple of days.
Oh, good for you. We were trying, as I said, that you sent me one of the most intriguing emails I've gotten in a long time about a project you're working on. It is initially wanting to be a short film about the many, and I do mean many, Martin Luther King streets named in this country in honor of Dr. King. Well, how did this idea come to you, Earl?
Well, first of all, Rick, thank you so much for having
You know, I got back to you. I don't get back to everybody in 2 minutes on an email, and I'm like, wow, this is a great, what a great idea.
It was definitely a light speed how you got back to with me.
It was.
Star Wars reference.
How did this idea come to you?
Well, essentially, Rick, it was a situation where I am originally from Detroit, Michigan, and I was, of course, a young man in grade school learning about various amazing leaders from our history,
sure,
from our past, and of course, we talked about Dr. King. And as I was maturing and becoming an adult, I would go to the MLK Street in Detroit and saw that it was kind of not the best place to be, so to speak. And
yeah,
I thought, wow, that's a bit interesting, a bit weird. And then as I began to travel to other cities, other places, I began to see that this wasn't isolated to just Metro Detroit. This was happening in places like Chicago or Los Angeles or down south, on the East Coast, and there was this weird phenomena where the MLK streets were actually located in really blighted, kind of underdeveloped places. So,
yeah, in downtrodden parts of Chicago. I have written about the Martin Luther King Jr. Drive in Chicago is the first. It's a dubious claim, I would think, Earl. A dubious claim, but it's the first, and there are now something in the neighborhood of 1,100 streets named in honor of Dr. King, aren't there?
Right. That's including the ones overseas as well. Mm-hmm.
Well, and the ones that are overseas, you know, recently actually there was an effort to rename a street in Kansas City. I don't remember if Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas. That these streets always, and I'm sure you found this in your research for this upcoming film. You found they always, do they not, cause controversy? Almost always.
Oh, Rick, I wish I could say you were lying, but you are correct, my friend. There is always a underlying tension, a bubbling frustration, some confusion about where to place the street, why to place the street there, who should be, you know, in charge of naming the street, things like that. There's always these things, and it always centers around kind of three different issues. One being money. A lot of times people are saying that it's too expensive to change letterhead, change marketing material, things like that. There's also a sense of MLK maybe not being that person's hero. For instance, maybe if someone is maybe of a different nationality, they don't necessarily feel that MLK really did anything of note for their culture, for, you know, their population. And then the last thing is that it was a situation where they need support for the people on the street to have the street name.
Yeah.
And it's just, they just feel that they shouldn't have to honor that person because they want to honor maybe another person or maybe another street or something like that. So there's always frustration.
Yeah,
you're
really onto a fascinating thing. You're African American, yes?
Yes, correct.
How old are you, Earl?
I am 36.
That's so good. And you're a filmmaker?
Yes.
Good. The thing that after the news at 10 o'clock, I'm going to tell people how exactly to get to your fundraising arm. And you're raising funds, modest funds, to just sort of fund the initial, you want to make a short film, right, that addresses
exactly
the things we're talking about. Chicago certainly has to play a part in that because there was some controversy. you people who live here know where Martin Luther King Jr. Drive is, do you not? There was some argument right. in the city council to allow it to be a street that ran all the way across the city of Chicago. And in a brutal city council meeting, Daley knew this city, and his fear was, and I think, and Earl, tell me if you think of the justified fear, that if he had changed the name of Western Avenue to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, that on certain neighborhoods, especially on the north side and maybe on the south side, that people would have defaced or destroyed the signs. That's heartbreaking, but it's true, isn't it, Earl?
Yeah, that's really sad, Rick. That happens pretty often with these situations. And what happened in Chicago was really just a small blip in terms of what typically happens in the situation, where a lot of times a group gets together and they want to name the street on a prominent thoroughfare through the city, and they get pushback, as they did in Chicago, as they're doing right now in Kansas City, in terms of how long do we make the street, where do we place the street, because certain residents on that particular street that will be named after MLK may not be the most accepting of that naming, you know, for whatever reason. So there's always that in the backdrop, for sure.
Yeah. It must, in some ways, and I hesitate to think that Dr. King could come back and listen to this kind of controversy, probably break his heart. But you have found in your research that most of the Martin Luther King Jr. honorary streets, it's a continual kind of ghettoization of King, don't you think?
Yeah. That's definitely the unfortunate narrative that is kind of plagiarizing and really just plaguing the cities and the areas around those streets. A lot of times they are receiving not the proper funding. They are not receiving the support that other streets may receive from the city.
Yeah, I find it really, really disturbing. I certainly understand it, and you're coming against, and you're going to have to detail in this film the incredible bureaucracy involved in what you think would be a simple aspect of changing a street into, you know, King had his flaws, but, you know, so did Abraham Lincoln, and there are a million Lincoln Avenues in this. There's not a person who's had a street named after him who didn't have
really
his own.
It's really amazing to see how, like you said, a simple street name causes so much friction, so much strife. This is really odd.
Now, we were going to have him on, but he's tied up with family. You have a producer named Michael Wilder, who is from Chicago. How do you know Michael?
So Michael and I went to Michigan State University, mm-hmm. and Michael is a really prominent lawyer in Chicago. He's been there for the last, say, maybe 15, 20 years, so he's been really part of the community there, been able to really understand and give me just the feedback in terms of understanding the
weird political nature, the weird political nature of Chicago.
Exactly.
Yeah. The when you first told him this idea, what did he think?
He thought it was a great idea. He thought Chicago was a right place for it.
Yeah.
Because of some of the historic things that you mentioned in your article and in our conversations this evening. So it really is a hotbed because, again, Chicago has a really strong and vibrant and aggressive black kind of voice there.
Sure.
Than, you know, it may be in other areas. And with the way the street was named and the situation now, I think it's a really great piece to kind of highlight in the film and in our coming
things
like that.
I think in many ways, Earl Hardy, you're lucky in that a place as interesting as Chicago became the first place in. I was actually surprised at that, but I knew that one of the reasons was Daley was trying to placate, so to speak, Richard J. Daley, the black community, in advance of the Democratic convention. There's so many story threads through that. You're in the process now, Earl, of raising money, and after the news, if you can stick on the phone for a few more minutes, we'll tell people how to do it. You're not trying to raise that much money to make this short film, and you want to make the short film, if I'm not wrong, is kind of a calling card to raise the funds to make it feature-length film. Is that true?
Correct, Rick. Correct, Rick. As you and your listeners probably know, to make a feature film is incredibly expensive. And
yeah, there are no superheroes in this, but yes, right? It's incredibly expensive. But by short, how long do you hope this first film to be?
Not that long. We're probably talking around 12 to 14,
perfect,
15 minutes.
Perfect, because yeah. I think that would be a really good kind of, and it is, let's face it, this is Hollywood, man. It is, that would be an effective sales tool at 12 or 15 minutes.
Right.
You don't have to beat
right.
people to death and get them in a place. But I also think, Earl Hardy, just listening to you talk, this is going to be an amazing feature-length film. So stick around through the news, and then I'll have you on
sure,
for a few
sure.
more minutes to tell people how to get to this stuff, and we'll keep saying nice things about Michael Wilder, too.
Oh, give me land, lots of land on the starry skies above. Don't fence me in.
Literally, me now we've been listening to Frank Sinatra talk, and that's Frank Sinatra singing one of his worst songs ever, to my mind. It is my real pleasure to have on the phone from the holiday vacation, probably, in his home state of Michigan, filmmaker Earl Hardy, who is in the process of making a short film in order to make a longer film about what he calls, and I think this is so right, Earl, the perplexing phenomena of so many Martin Luther King streets in the United States. The phenomenon being
right.
that some of them are in incredibly blighted neighborhoods. The reason behind this is not going to be, and I think this is a really smart choice of yours, this is not going to be a deadly serious documentary, because I think in some ways there are some unbelievable, it's a social commentary, and in doing so it almost becomes a social comedy, doesn't it?
Correct. We definitely set out not to make this a heavy-handed, over-the-top,
yep.
just a really hyper-dramatic in terms of the tone and message of the film, because we feel as filmmakers that a lot of times when you come across that way, you can kind of lose people. You can turn people off in terms of your messaging. So
oh,
we wanted
yeah.
to make this a bit more lighter, a bit more digestible for our consumers, for our viewers, to understand that, yes, this is a important issue. This is something that needs to be addressed, but this is going to come from a more softer perspective in terms of in these stories that we've researched, that we've heard, that we've listened to, there is some kind of comedic element.
No question.
That, you really just can't believe that happened. Like, wow, this really happened? Like, just for instance, a company down south built a entire new road in their city to be named after, just so they wouldn't have to have the MLK moniker on their
come
show.
On, it's just, really?
It's
now, is there?
This is
I'll bet. No, I'll bet you're going to come up with. I know you're deep into research, but you haven't finished. You're going to come up with some really, and even the weird story I think about Daley naming Chicago be the first Martin Luther King Drive, so that because he was fearful of African Americans disrupting the 68 convention. Boy, was he wrong about that.
Right.
He didn't name a street after like Timothy Leary or somebody.
Yeah.
Have you found, Earl, before we get to the fundraising aspect of this, are you going to have actors in this movie? Are you mostly going to interview bureaucrats, or is it going to be kind of a combination? And residents, I assume you're going to interview some.
Right. So it's going to be a narrative short film. So research, the information, the data, the facts, that will come from will be pre-production, where we are sitting down with people like yourselves and people, and we've reached out to maybe 10 to 12, 15 other cities and had conversations, had meetings, had phone talks, phone chats about what's going on, what's happening, because of course we can't be in every city,
of course, no.
every MLK street in America.
Sure.
But we've begun to really just create a national database of individuals that we are working with on a weekly, daily basis to understand what's happening, what's the perception, what is the kind of scuttlebutt that we can use for ammo
for this film.
film.
And I also think you have the ability, I think, to use and employ some, you know, young actors and male and female and musicians as part of this thing. You are starting on January 7th, which is only for a few days and only for 30 days. You're starting a fundraising effort. How can people find that? Where do they go? You have a Facebook page, that I know.
Yes. So we are on Facebook, and we are also on Instagram. Both pages are KingBoulevardShortFilm.com, and that will be KingBlvd, short film, short film, FILM. Those will be on Facebook and Instagram. But the main initiative that we are going to launch on January 7th for 30 days, as you mentioned, will be on a platform called Seed and Spark. So that is a similar platform to Kickstarter.
Sure.
But this platform is primarily just for filmmakers.
Oh, interesting.
So, yes.
How do they find it? Seedandspark.com, or what is it?
Right. So it's seedandspark.com. King Boulevard Short Film. So just the typical website for seedandspark.com. Then you type in the KingBlvdShortFilm, and that will be live on January 7th.
People are smart. Anybody who uses a computer, I'm a computer idiot, and I can find it. Let me ask you, Earl, and I'm so intrigued by this. I'll be giving you a call in the next couple of weeks to do a story for the Tribune, too. I'm very intrigued by this, because I've written about King Drive so often. Is there a city in this country where you, as a black man, can feel proud of where Martin Luther King Jr. Drive runs? And is there one?
Good question, Rick.
Is there one that you say?
There are a few streets that are doing well.
Yeah.
You know, of course, every street could see improvements and see some upgrades, but there are a couple of places. Austin, Texas, which is a really thriving kind of millennial
progressive town,
epicenter right now. They have a really awesome MLK Street there. Actually, quite surprisingly, in New Mexico, there is a really great MLK Street there as well. There's one also in the Charlotte area, and there's also another great one in Tennessee, in Nashville, Tennessee. So there, I would say maybe 7 or 8 streets that are kind of the big, bright, shining spectacles for MLK, but as we talked about this evening, a lot of them aren't doing so well. And talk about why that is.
You know, but I also think, not to give you film advice, but I also think the contrast to where it's been done correctly and admirably and where it's been done as a kind of, you know, kick in the pants is really going to be powerful. So the plan is you're only looking to raise initially $5,000, right?
Right, yes. And that's, not a ton of money. And thank God for it being 2019. You know, a lot of technology, a lot of advancements have allowed the filmmaking process to be a bit cheaper, than it was 15, 20 years ago. So with $5,000, we should be able to really shoot a nice quality 12-minute film that we can take around, shop around to different studios and producers to get more funding.
Yeah, I'm a lousy betting guy, but I think you're gonna make that. I don't think there's any doubt.
Sure.
When would you expect? Let's say you get the $5,000. The thing only runs, the fundraising thing only runs for 30 days. When would you expect, optimistically? Earl Hardy, to have that 12 to 15 minute thing completed?
Great question, Rick. The timeline that we are working with now would be to run the campaign in January, begin to shoot the film late February, early March, and be ready for a premiere and shopping the project around May 1st.
Wow, that's good. Good for you.
Yeah.
And then you raise all those hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of dollars.
I know, but it sounds like,
I'm pitched on projects all the time, and this one sounds unbelievably worthwhile, and you sound like a smart young man, and I think you can make you've got the right attitude. It's not some deadly, serious, academic documentary. Right, right. There are all different sides to this. Some of them, you know, surreal, and some of them funny, and some of them deadly serious, too. Earl Hardy, enjoy the rest of your vacation. Get back to L.A., raise this money, and you and I will talk.
Rick, thank you so much for
my pleasure.
You have a wonderful evening.
I love the idea. You too. You too.
Okay.
Take care.